These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Dustin Huffman, being joined by Joe Camp of Comstock Investments. Joe, what are we seeing happening in those grains?
More pressure from the Chinese developments on trade, and negative at that, of course, because of the latest shipping fees that are now implemented, started today on both sides. That began with President Trump levying shipping charges on U.S. Or Chinese-made vessels and shipments from China, and then China retaliating with reciprocal charges. Again, those coming into effect today. That follows as well the back and forth from last week that ultimately weighed on grains to close. You had the announcement of new tariffs against China again starting November 1st, and then also this questioning of whether or not President Trump would in fact meet with China's Xi Jinping as previously planned.
Well, Joe, moving on to livestock there, what are we seeing in those cattle and hogs?
Well, still a speculative run here for the cattle futures. I mean, you have to talk about the fundamentals that have gotten this market up to these levels, new all-time highs again this week for both live cattle and feeder cattle futures. It's, of course, a short U.S. cattle herd, historically down and then hurt further by the fact that we don't have those usually healthy flows of feeder cattle imports from Mexico because of the border being closed to screwworm. Also, something to say about really resilient demand even after the Labor Day holiday and into the fall. It doesn't seem like consumers pushing back against these record high beef prices in a huge way yet.
That was Joe Camp of Comstock Investments. We'll take a look at the numbers next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with Acre Edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
At the open, December corn is unchanged at 410 and 3 quarters. November beans 4 and 3 quarters lower at 1003. Soybean meal up a dollar at 275.10. Soy oil down 59 cents at 50.01. Chicago wheat down 3 quarters at 496 even. Kansas winter wheat down 3 quarters at 480 and a half. Kansas spring wheat down 2 cents at 522 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis wheat down a half at 551 even. Oats down 5 and 3 quarters at 292. On the Merck Live, cattle down 45 cents at 240.12. Feeders down 42 cents at 375.07. Lean hogs down $1.42 at 83.42. Pork cutouts unchanged at 95.50. And Class 3 milk 3 cents higher at 16.92. That's a check of the opening markets.